The number of reporters from regional papers covering the federal government has taken a steep dive. The Regional Reporters Association in Washington has about 70 members now, down from nearly 200 in the mid-90s. And with so many fewer eyeballs on Washington, whole agencies pretty much work unwatched. For example, one of the largest, the Department of Agriculture, has no mainstream newspaper reporters regularly stationed in its press room. There are no full-time reporters covering the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, haven't been for years. And according to a study by the American Journalism Review, the number of beat reporters on the Departments of Defense, Treasury, even Homeland Security fell by more than half between 2003 and 2010.
And so we'll take on three endangered beats. First up, the State House, where increasingly the sun don't shine.
Two-thirds of audited daily papers do not assign a single reporter to cover the State House.
Amy Mitchell is director of journalism research for the Pew Research Center.
That still is twice that of the local television representation. You know, local television is still the place that more Americans turn to for news on a regular basis. Only 14% of local TV stations that carry news assign even a single reporter to cover the State House.
However, a paper that doesn't have a reporter doesn't necessarily not have State House coverage. The wire services, principally the Associated Press, does yeoman's work.
About 14% of State House reporters are coming from wire services. One question that arises with that is the degree to which that content may be reported about at a broader level, looking across the whole state, rather than a very local perspective.
If legislation affects your local schools, but not, let's say, a majority of the counties in the state, the chances are that the AP won't cover it at all, let's say.
There's, you know, less of a watchdog role, if you will. We have seen in some recent survey data that the public's value of the watchdog role has actually grown in recent years. 68% say that that role that the press plays, they feel, has kept legislators from corruptive activities. And that's an increase of 10 percentage points compared to just 2 years prior.
Now, the same digital revolution that has played havoc with the business model of newspapers has also created opportunities for smaller online outlets to publish, and some of them fill in some of the gap.
These non-traditional outlets now account for a greater portion of full-time reporters than do local television outlets. In fact, the Texas Tribune, which is a nonprofit, has the largest bureau of any news organization in the country. 15 full-time and then 10 students.
Kind of apprentices. Tell me about students.
Well, we found about 220 students that are covering state government at any one time, and a number of journalism schools that are building this into their program. The University of Maryland, for example, University of Montana offers scholarships and credits for students to work with news organizations covering this beat. It can, in many ways, help assist the work that one or two full-time reporters is able to do for that organization.
Which is great. But almost by definition, these youngest of young reporters lack any of the institutional memory and maybe even the basic civics to do the job of an experienced State House hand. But something's better than nothing.
And that's why a working in combination may be the ideal way to do it, because not only are you able to get a few other people present in rooms, but you also may be instilling in these students a sense of the value or the importance of what occurs here on a day-to-day basis.
But then there's the state governments themselves, which have an interest, I suppose, in being covered. How have they tried to fill in the gaps?
The National Conference of State Legislatures used to bring together journalists to brief on a regular basis about legislation that was going to be happening across different states in the country. They'd have this conference once a year. And as fewer and fewer reporters started coming to that conference, they then switched and began putting out their own information and their own news services.
Of course, governments and government agencies covering themselves doesn't necessarily amount to sunlight.
Even the press secretaries themselves have said that the public isn't getting informed from this kind of content in the way that they used to do from more regular reporting that occurred inside news organizations themselves.
You know, Amy, I am old enough to remember when not only was there State House coverage, there was competition in State House coverage, which led to some pretty ferocious and wonderful journalism. I've got to assume that the competition factor has more or less disappeared from the face of the earth.
Well, it certainly disappeared in a lot of states. There's an example here in the work of the Miami Herald and the Tampa Bay Times, who are sharing resources. The bureau chief of the Herald told us, quote, "I think the absence of competition affects what our editors demand of us. Stories in the past they would want us to be all over. It's a little bit harder for us to make that sell now."
So less isn't more, less is less.
Less is less.
Amy, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Amy Mitchell is Director of Journalism Research for the Pew Research Center.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.